Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Limmer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luke Line. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Maury Martin. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Maury Martin. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Line is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Majeski moves to second. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Word settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Limmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Limmer hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klein misplays the ball. That's an error on Klein. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klein fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Majeski moves to third. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Word settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Majeski scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klein moves to third. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klein scores. Martin moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Martin moves to third. Joost moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. Martin scores. Joost moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Limmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow who is chasing the ball. Evers reaches third base with a triple. Bud Sushok pinch hits for Bob Swift. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to home to get Evers. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hutchinson hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lapon hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Joost bunts towards the mound. Hutchinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty misplays the ball. That's an error on Pretty. Joost moves to second. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-3 in the game. Zernial hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost scores. Philly moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Athletics. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Limmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell moves to third. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Majeski hits a line drive into right field. Wirtz picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wirtz. Majeski moves to second. Lou Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Klein strikes out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. Majeski moves to third. Two outs. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hutchinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Joost is called out on strikes. 1 out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vallow moves to third. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vallow scores. 2 outs. It's 5-0, Athletics. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Limmer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-3 in the game. Pretty hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.